This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Richard Goldberg of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies following the attack on Israel on Jerusalem by Iran with missiles and drones. Richard is very clear that getting lucky is not a defense, that at some point in future you must deal with the fact that Iran has a suspect nuclear weapons program, and one of those incoming missiles can be nuclear-tipped. Richard responds carefully and appropriately to the risk now introduced into the Middle East, into the equation in the area. The implicit part here is what is to be done. Richard Goldberg, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. What comes next? More of this tonight.
So these are good news items. They cannot be the actual strategy to defeat and defend against Iran, because you would end up in the same type of situation, only at an existential level, that you were at before October 7th vis-a-vis Hamas, believing that Iron Dome has solved all your problems and you don't have to worry about Hamas. It was never true. It was a failed paradigm. This, you cannot have that kind of calculation with 120 ballistic missiles or more being fired at your country that maybe one day will be nuclear tipped. There's just no way you can ever risk that sort of calculation. You cannot become a turtle and say, no problem, it worked this time. Missile defense is good. We'll have U.S. fighters ready whenever we need them. You know, our Arab countries will be there for us, and we'll knock anything out of the sky. No need to ever respond militarily to Iran. That is only going to reset the baseline of normalcy, where now 120 ballistic missiles, that's just a Saturday night in the Middle East. And we already have administration officials now briefing the press as recently as today, apparently a call with Jewish leaders with Tony Blinken being reported out by Axios. He says, well, we have an evaluation. Our assessment is that next time we may not be so lucky, and the Israelis know it. What kind of a signal is that to the Iranians? So you're telling them, hey, try again. You might get through next time. And for the meantime, we're going to keep paying you money to hope that you'll take the cash and not escalate. What a guarantee of escalation by the Iranians, as we have seen every single step of the way for the last 3 years, as the Biden administration and European allies have accommodated the regime and gotten escalation in response.